In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stevens Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
I'm the Mighty Manfred, and it's time for your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Stevens Underground Garage. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. I'm speaking with Jessie Wagner today, the singer-songwriter who lends her vocals to the latest single from Ryan Hamilton. It's also a recent coolest song in the world. It's called On the Edge and available now from Wicked Cool Records. The pair are also label mates on Wicked Cool. We'll talk about the song and find out about what else Jessie has been up to of late. But first, let's give a listen to a portion of On the Edge from Ryan Hamilton here in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
The only lining that I'm seeing is silver. It's a feeling that don't feel too familiar. This is love that's true. It feels like a neon dream, and you're my angel in blue. I never thought I'd find forever, then I found you. What's this feeling?
Conversations time in Little Steven's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred, and my guest today is singer-songwriter Jessie Wagner. Her 2020 album Shoes Droppin' is out on Wicked Cool Records, and she's also worked as a backing vocalist with artists as varied as Lenny Kravitz, Chic, Kid Rock, Duran Duran, and our very own Little Steven. Currently, she's featured on this week's coolest song in the world, On the Edge, a new single from label mate Ryan Hamilton. How are you, Jessie?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, and I'm glad we got a chance to chat again. I think now when the first time we spoke, it was just like the pandemic was just getting underway. So right. Fresh. It was so fresh then. And at the time, you were like in Norfolk, Virginia. I think maybe your family there, your mom's place.
Yeah. But then
you made it back to New York City. So are you in New York City these days?
I am. Yeah, this is my home base. I felt like I needed to get back to work if I could, you know, find whatever I could at that moment. You know, 2020 was a little shaky.
Well, right, because you make ends meet by being a singer, working hustling really all that you can to work, right?
Yeah, that's, I think if you're going to be in the entertainment industry, it's like 98% hustle and maybe 2% talent and everything else. But yeah, 98% hustle, definitely.
So I never took any musical lessons whatsoever, and yet somehow I fronted like rock band for
for many years. And so just to have a better handle of what I was doing, I started taking voice lessons. And so that my teacher, she like works at this, she does different jobs too, but one of the core things she does is like work at a circuit of piano bars in the restaurants in the Los Angeles area. Have you ever done stuff like that?
I guess here we call them club dates. Piano bars, but I've definitely been on the bar circuit. Yeah. I think every New York musician can give you tales of the many, many bars that we've played for 5 cents, 10 cents, you know, a meal, you know, it's a hustle. And it's great to do bar gigs. I love doing bar gigs, but because there's so many of us out there doing it, you know, it's strange. It's not financially competitive, but they're fun to do, and they're fun to, because the audience at a bar gig is usually the most raucous, you know. They are definitely there to party, and so if you need that, you know, that boost of adrenaline and fun and just the interaction with the crowd, it doesn't get any better than a wild, crazy bar gig at 2 a.m. in the morning, the Red Lion or something like that, you know.
Have you ever taught lessons?
I haven't taught lessons. The funny thing I did do, or I have done, is I've coached people through recording sessions. Like if you're new to recording sessions and you're a little nervous about, you know, what's a take or what's stacking, you know, when you're doubling your vocals or whatever, you know, so I've kind of coached people through that process. I'm much more comfortable coaching people through the process than, you know, trying to give them exact technique. Cause I was kind of like you. I just always enjoyed singing. I love singing, and I fell into singing versus like going to Berkeley or something like that and having that foundation. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, take on students and then teach them wrong. And they're like, teacher, why is my voice perpetually in pain? You know? So, yeah. But yeah, if you need any like stage presence coaching or coaching through a session, or if you need, like, I'm really good at putting together background section parts. I've done that for many, many dance records. You know, if you listen to Spotify, you see my name pop up on a lot of different dance records. And usually it's me who's arranging all those vocals. So if you need that, I am 100% in your corner. I got you.
Well, On the Edge, that's our coolest song in the world this week. New single out on Wicked Cool Records from Ryan Hamilton, features you singing along with him. So how do you guys know each other, and how did the project come together?
It's so funny, this world of social media that we live in, because I've never actually met Ryan in person, but we followed each other on Twitter, and, you know, you always leave little comments. There's this new, when you're brought into Wicked Cool, you're part of this whole new family, and you meet all these wonderful artists. Like I was able to meet Soraya, and then consequently through social media, you know, because I'm following Wicked Cool, I'm learning about the different artists that's on the label. So, you know, I started following Ryan, and, you know, again, we like each other's stuff and we listen to each other's stuff. And then he just kind of hit me up out of the blue and was like, "Hey, Jesse, you want to sing on this song?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, of course, that's totally cool." And then now it's like the coolest song of the week. So, hey, yeah, it was kind of a chance kind of thing, you know, kismet, I guess.
Well, when did you record your part?
Oh my. I did it remotely at a friend's studio here in New York. I think it was earlier this year. He just sent me the music on through email, and was like, gave me the idea, the concept, what he wanted me to do. And I went in the studio definitely earlier this year and knocked it out. And then we did this really kooky little video. I can't wait for you guys to see. Again, it's so amazing. This crazy world we live in. I was able to record everything here in New York, and I think he's in Texas, and you know, just kind of came together that way.
Well, I love this. It's so weird to me too, that you still have yet to meet in person. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm guessing that we're probably going to meet when we do a show together. I'm putting it in the universe. Nothing has been confirmed. Please do not ask me when it's happening, because I'm literally just saying this right now. but I'm putting it in the universe. We're going to do a show together. Okay, Ryan. Okay, did you hear that? It's going to happen, and I'm pretty sure that's when we're going to meet in person.
It's a field of dreams, and exactly. You planted the seed.
If you say it, it will happen.
Well, you know, in a couple of minutes, I want us to listen to the tune that you did with Soraya. You mentioned them also being label mates on Wicked Cool. But first, I know you've got some pretty cool things that have been going on recently that I wanted to ask you about. That you were involved in something called the Opening Act Competition. What was that?
It was a competition to have you perform a major artist at the Hollywood Bowl. And I made it all the way to the quarterfinals. And I want to thank everybody again who voted for me. But the competition was really, really stiff. And I believe a dance artist ended up winning the position. But I mean, it was kind of funny because I entered this competition on a lark, and I never expected to make it as far as I did. But it just shows you never know how many people are supporting you until you do something like that. And you're like, oh my goodness, there's like a ton of people actually voting for me. And it was really encouraging. I think as an artist, sometimes, especially, you know, depending on what level you're on, I guess on any level, we all struggle with our own various insecurities. And then you do something like that, and you see just how much support you really have and how many people believe in your music. And I think it gives you the encouragement just to keep going and not let go of the dream.
Can you tell us who would you have been opening for?
That was the big secret. And you don't find out until you win. So,
well, I suppose even if they weren't your favorite thing, whoever this act headliner was, you get to play the Hollywood Bowl. So,
yeah, oddly enough, I've played the Hollywood Bowl a couple of times. I played with Chic many, many moons ago. Yeah. And I was there again with Duran Duran, I think in 2015 or 2016, something like that. So I have played there, and it's amazing. You know, the space it's a gorgeous space, first of all. And it's iconic. But you know, it's different from, you know, being in the position where you're part of a group supporting the group versus actually being the, you know, the person up front,
right?
Which is the goal, you know, that's the goal. But I'm not giving up. I still plan on getting there as Jesse Wagner one of these days.
Well, had that come together, what would your act have been? Would you have done stuff off of Shoes Dropping or what?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Because I've been singing for years, and a lot of people that follow me know my various incarnations. And so I definitely would have played the Shoes Dropping album. But a lot of my Army of the Underdog fans still, you know, they're like, when are you doing another Army of the Underdog album? So, you know, every once in a while, I got to throw in a couple of tunes from that to appease my rock fans, my hardcore Jesse rock fans.
When I was looking at your your Facebook page, and there's all these cool shots of you. And I guess there was some production you're working on or a commercial that you were acting in. And can you tell us about that?
I think I can mention it. Yeah. So Little Steven has a apothecary line. I'm sure you guys already know about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was putting together a commercial to advertise it, and thankfully to him and his beautiful, wonderful wife Maureen, I think she planted the seed. It's like, maybe you should ask Jesse, because I think she knows that I act, and he knows that I act as well. And so he asked me to participate in the commercial, and I'm pretty well. I'm probably a central character in that commercial. So that's all I'll say for now.
When might we see this commercial?
Oh, you'll have to ask Stephen about that one.
Okay. I shall ask the Oracle then.
Yes, ask the Oracle. Yeah, but it was so much fun. It was a lot of work. And it's full of very, very colorful characters. I think it's going to be hilarious once it actually comes out. So stay tuned, because you'll see a bit of my acting debut.
I want to ask you about that. How often or frequent do you find yourself acting?
It's because my primary focus has been the music, it's been difficult to segue back into it, you know. So I've been a project will come up here and there. A lot of background work, but I also shot a movie. I think back in June, which was really exciting, because that was my first movie set situation. And I actually got a line in the film, so I'm like really excited about that. You know, it's just a line, but still, it's like, oh, you know, I'm on screen. I'm not a blur, you know, in the background. So, you know, again, because the focus has been the music, it's been difficult to kind of go back and forth. And then I've also have my own ideas and concepts that I'm putting together, and I'm trying to pitch, and I'm trying to bridge my music and the acting world together in this film project that I'm putting together. So fingers crossed I can get the funding to finish that. And I think if I can do that, you guys will be pretty excited. So I'm pretty excited.
I'm excited hearing about it. You know, let's think. Today is the 7th, October the 7th. I think it was last week. Was it like on the 30th that you did a Donna Summer tribute show at the Paramount?
Yes.
Out on Long Island?
Yes.
Yeah. So have you ever done Donna before?
I've done Donna with the New York Bee Gees review before.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm always Donna in that particular show, but, I mean, if they ever did a biopic, hello, putting it in the universe again, please call me. Yes. I would love to play Donna Summers. That would be like a dream come true. I love just singing her music, period. I mean, she had so many hits, and she's such an iconic performer anyway. So, but it's fun to get out and become her on stage, in a sense. And again, people just go crazy for the songs. I mean, because they're fantastic dance songs. Who doesn't love, Bad Girls or Hot Stuff? You know, people immediately get on their feet and go crazy for it. So I love doing that show. I love coming out and being Donna with them. Yeah.
So have you done any other artists like in as a tribute show?
Not in that sense. No, just no. Donna. Yeah,
just Donna.
Yes.
Well, can you tell us about any? Do you have any other upcoming performances? Anything else in the works?
Just keep the lookout for the commercial right now. So
okay.
That's the big thing. And another Jesse Wagner album. It is done. All the music is finished. It's just a matter of working it out with the label when we're going to be able to release it. But I have finished all the recording. I just got to sit down with Stevie's. We can decide, you know, which singles are going to happen when. But, you know, just keep your ears out. The new Jesse Wagner album is coming, I promise.
So we'll figure that's going to be in 2023 sometime.
Yes. Yes, it will. Yes. I'm super excited about that. I was super excited to finish all the songs. I think it's still me, but I'm, you know, exploring again, more sounds and textures. And I hope people, take it into their hearts like they did Shoes Dropping. Cause I'm really proud of the songs on this one as well. So, yeah, 2023, that'll be the year of Jesse. I'm just claiming. I'm putting all kind of stuff in the universe right now.
Oh, and the universe is listening, Jesse.
Okay, thank you.
Well, so have you been recording with or for any other artists, doing other backing vocals things?
I do a lot of session work, not necessarily for a lot of well-known artists, but that is kind of like my primary job. You know, I get hired to do a lot of session work and sing on a lot of different albums. Like I said, if you go on Spotify, I'm kind of like all over the place. So,
well, let's talk a moment about the tune that you sang with Zuzu Mansour. She's the lead vocalist in Soraya, and you guys sang together when Soraya did this version of the Aerosmith song Angel. That was a B-side for the group, and like yourself, they're on Wicked Cool Records. Now, how did the stars align for that?
Zuzu, the main singer, she was kind of like just helping me learn the label, learn, you know the ins and outs of how to who to talk to, whatever, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And through our communications that way, she can't remember who, we were like, you know, we should do a song together. And we both really liked the idea of that, you know, knowing that I used to do a lot more like heavier rock and roll music. So we were just trying to figure out what would be a cool tune, you know, that hasn't really been done before. And, you know, we're going through the list and, you know, we had a lot of different ideas. And then, you know, I don't know how I ran across it. You know, I was just kind of going through Aerosmith songs and I was like, this is kind of cool, you know, and I actually like doing men songs anyway, or songs generally sung by men. Because I think people, it's unexpected for most people when you come out and you're singing something, they're like, oh yeah. So I presented the idea to Zuzu and she was like, yeah, that's cool. Because again, nobody would expect us to do Angel. Mm-hmm. And it came together really, really quick. First, we just did like this, you know, we were just fooling around, just putting out a video, and then the video got such a good response. We were like, we're going to record this for real. And I went in the studio and it actually did really, really well. I, you know, you just never know how big a thing is going to turn out until you do it. And it a lot of people kind of loved our version. A lot of Aerosmith fans, you know, like started following us because of that too, just because it was so different. So yeah, I'm glad that we ended up, you know, again, it's a lot of this stuff comes together by fate, kismet, whatever you want to call it. It's just, it's not planned. It's just, you know, a simple conversation. And then the next thing you know, it's like, hey, let's just shoot a video for fun. And then it turns into a really great song collaboration.
And so I think I saw the video. Was that like an acoustic thing?
We did it in her studio, her band studio in Philadelphia. And yeah, it was just a guitar. And I think Brianna was on drums. So, and her bass. So it was like, yeah, we had bass, guitar, drums, but it wasn't, you know, real produced. It was real laid back and easy, you know, again, cause we were just, you know, just having fun. And but because the video got so many, I think in like the first week got like 10,000 views or something like that. We were like, wow, people really, really dig this. So we just went ahead and recorded it. After that, we saw that the response was just so overwhelming. It's like, we have to record this.
And so in this case, you obviously met Zuzu and the rest of the band.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've done lots of shows together since. Okay. You know, so I love those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask about if you had actually done some shows together. That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We've performed Angel live together at a couple of different shows, I believe. At the Mercury Lounge. So the Bowery Electric. Oh my goodness. Excuse me. Sorry.
Well, we're going to take a listen to the tune here in a moment. But first, I have to say thank you so much for talking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, let's take a listen now to your and Soraya's version of Angel. It's Jesse Wagner with Soraya in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Some of Angel. That was Soraya here in Little Steven's Underground Garage with their version of the Aerosmith song. Joining their lead singer Zuzu Mansour on that recording was singer-songwriter Jesse Wagner. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks to Jesse for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. The eponymous debut album from Ginger Wildheart and the Sinners is out now on Wicked Cool Records. And next time around, I'll be joined by the band's guitarist, Neil Iveson, to find out all about it. That's your next Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.